Hey guys, welcome to Ireland.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So, I mean, first of all, how's the show? I mean, the show is just starting, but I mean, what do you guys expect? What do you guys want to accomplish here at the show? Brenda, you want
to
go first?
Well, I tell you, to begin with, the opening ceremony last night was excellent. Mm-hmm. I loved the way the flags came mm-hmm. in, but in reviewing the agenda and everything, I wanted to go through the small business lending, and because our credit union is beginning to enter into that phase, and our COO has gone to training and become certified in that, so I was interested in what other credit unions are doing in that area. Okay. And also, another thing was the indirect lending to grow our loan portfolio, so I was interested in that area too.
Very cool. And there are lots of vendors here too to talk to as well. Bill, anything to add there?
I agree with her on those things. Also, I'm anxious to get to meet people from all over the United States, all over the United States. Most
world.
Of them from the
world.
All over the world. But I noticed that 429 from the United States. So. That's a good start, but I'm interested, and I have already reached out to some people this morning, and I like to get to know people all over the world.
That's a good thing. It's never a bad thing. Awesome, awesome. All right, Brenda, before we started, you reminded me about all the floods that are taking place, or that took place in West Virginia. Can you give us an update on what's going on there and how your credit union stepped in to help out?
Sure. We had over 800 homes that were destroyed, and it affected 1,300 to 1,500 people. Part of those people, it was covered 8 counties in our state of West Virginia, and our credit union has membership in most of those counties. And so in talking with our CEO, he said that we are reaching out to each one on a case-by-case basis regarding their cars, regarding their homes, regarding money that they need. A team from our credit union has gone into the flood areas, which were Clendenin, Elkview, areas in that county, to see where the need is. And they have taken up donations like money, clothing, food items. They have delivered them to those areas. And so we are reaching out in those ways to help flood victims, plus helping them financially when they come in to see what their needs are and how we can benefit them.
I love story. I mean, it's I don't like stories like this, but again, on the credit union side, I like stories like this because it just shows how credit unions really step up and help out. I remember when Hurricane Sandy went through and the tornadoes and credit unions time and time step up. Bill, anything to add right here?
Well, as she said, one of our members died in the flood, and we lost, I think, two or three mortgaged homes, one of them totaled, and some automobiles. So actually, we as a credit union suffered very little. And in addition to what Brenda said, my son-in-law told us that Campbell County and Putnam County were flooded yesterday.
Still.
Similar to.
Oh my gosh. Still, my gosh. That's amazing stuff here. I'll switch gears a little bit here. So what do you guys like about this conference? I mean, Bill, you talked about meeting people from all over the world, and Brenda, you talked about just getting to know like other types of products and services. Anything else that you guys like about this conference?
Every time I go to something like this, I try to pick up from other credit unions some things that they're doing. I don't know, like steal it.
Nothing wrong with that.
Right. And this is what I look forward to, too. Find out what people are doing similar to or different from us all over the world. As Brenda had said, we recently gone through the flood thing, but farther back, we went through a change in administration in our credit union, and you would not believe to look at it from day one to day two, see the difference of what we have had. And you give us credit, which we accept, but the real credit goes to our leadership and what has happened to our credit union. But it goes to us because we chose it.
Yeah, you guys have an incredible turnaround story. We've had Dan on a couple of times, and just the story you guys have been through is. But you know, it all starts at the top with you guys first. And so kudos to you guys for being flexible and available to new ideas and things like that. And now you guys are reaping the benefits.
That's it. Amen.
Amen.
That's sorry about that.
That's okay.
One of the things I like about a global credit union meeting, I've never been to a global credit union meeting, but I've noticed in talking to, there are some CEOs of credit unions here, and there are a lot of board members of credit unions here, and to see how they handle adjustment, both in administration and in the economic world around them. And in our own administration at the credit union, we struggled. I mean, we struggled there for a while, and then all of a sudden it just seemed like the pieces fell together. The new CEO that we brought in picked his staff, or you know, chose his staff. We talked with him, and he recognized the skills that each individual had, put them in the right niche, you know, the place to be, and we're growing from there. I mean, everything is just falling into place.
I love, again, there's more stories like that.
Most of all, he gave them something to do and allowed them to do it and gave them credit for it when they did it.
Fantastic story. I like to hear how this story evolved. But again, you guys kind of set the template of how to turn around a credit union. There's a lot of credit unions out there looking for ideas and options to do to turn around and do it. And you guys done it.
Well, with our years of experience, both Brenda and I have seen these changes. We no longer have a credit committee. That's gone by the wayside a long time ago. And there was a time when no one was hired into our credit union without we as board members making that selection. And that's bad. And we don't do that anymore.
All right. Switching gears here. Last question. It's a fun one. What do you guys like about Ireland? I'm sure you've been here for a couple of days. So what stood out for you?
I tell you, I like the history here. Yeah, and we don't too. Really, I mean, to see some, we've gone several of the tours and everything mm-hmm. they have, and then even throughout Belfast, the Titanic experience and everything. And it just goes back so many hundreds of years. And we don't really have that extensive history in the United States.
I've seen the same thing.
Yeah, so I've just been amazed, you know, at the history here.
Very cool. Bill, anything?
Same way with me. We've traveled around quite a bit this past week, and it's amazing seeing these buildings have been here back in the 1200s, 1100s, and they're still strong buildings.
All right. Great message to end on, guys. Thank you so much, Bill and Brenda, all the way from West Virginia. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike.
Good job, guys.